Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Everybody, it's The Voice, and I'm back on the couch at Drunken Lullaby Studios for another fun-filled edition of Drunk at the Movies. Joining me for his second time on the show, you were on our second episode. You are the second two-time repeat
second
offender.
Second two-time? Who's the first one?
Daryl beat you, man.
Fuck Daryl, man.
I'm sorry.
I'll second it.
Sorry, Daryl.
Damn.
I do not speak on behalf of these two gentlemen.
Damn it. I thought I was the first because you're so new into this. I thought I was going to be the first repeat.
Daryl got you.
Damn,
Daryl. Sorry.
All right.
So that's the Bottle Cap Kid.
Hey, guys.
You heard him on Strange Brew, which was our second episode. The guy to the left of me, you haven't heard on Drunk at the Movies yet, but you've for sure heard him on Drunken Lullabies more than a few times. I'm talking about Flannelmouth Tyler.
What's up? Fuck Daryl.
Or should I call you, like, Shadowmouth Tyler?
Hey, we're not talking about that yet.
Oh, sorry.
Ooh.
Well, this doesn't come out till October anyway.
Yeah, it's fine.
October?
Huh? Well, September.
Christ.
I think September, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I'm that far ahead, man.
It's July.
Yeah, so maybe. We'll talk about it later.
We're in July.
Just tweet me.
Yeah. So anyways, we are here for another episode.
Fuck Daryl.
No. Don't say that. Daryl, don't listen to him. Daryl's a great guy.
I don't know Daryl. He's probably a nice guy.
Daryl, I'm still holding it against you.
All right. Well, this week, we are taking it back to the 80s with a Coen Brothers classic. My introduction to the Coen Brothers. Tyler picked this movie. I wanted to get these two guys together for one of these, and Raising Arizona seemed like a good pick. I don't even know where to begin. I was talking to Freckles, who is joining us in the recliner, in my sidekick position over here. Oh yeah, drink your Game of Thrones. Tyler likes her shirt. He approves of the Buckley design or whatever.
Jordan Buckley.
So, I was telling her this movie may have kind of set the tone for my sense of humor.
Oh, for sure.
Because I saw it as a youngster, and the Coen Brothers are a highbrow. Oh, babe.
God. I'm not drinking it. I'm sorry.
Babe.
I'm just gonna have to clean it up.
Oh, what are you doing?
It.
She overpoured.
Oh, by the way, I work at a carpet store, so I can just.
Yeah, yeah. For now, you do.
I like how you poured that. It overflowed, and you just didn't
sat
give
there.
A fuck. You didn't give a shit.
I'm not drinking it. He would have drank it.
Why wouldn't you drink it?
You gotta suck the foam.
The Game of Thrones beer.
I don't date a girl unless she sucks.
She doesn't suck the foam.
Gotta suck the foam, babe.
All right.
How did you even end up together?
She used to suck the foam. I tell you that much. That's how all girls are, man.
Valentine's Day and birthdays.
In the beginning, sucks the foam. Then it's only birthdays and Valentine's Day after that.
And you have to beg for it. Like a bitch.
So the Coen Brothers.
No.
We're addressing deeper issues now.
Yeah, no, we got to start the show at some point.
Yeah.
But this was one of those movies that, you know, the Coen Brothers, they've got a style to them, and their sense of humor is a little quirkier. It's not slapstick comedy. It's a highbrow, lowbrow.
Yeah.
But I watched this as I was probably Jackson's age, about 8 years old, the first time I saw this, and I thought it was hilarious. And it doesn't seem like a movie that like an 8 year old would typically.
I was very
watch.
Young when I saw this too, and I know for a fact that I didn't get it back then. So
yeah.
I'm interested to see it again now to see what I missed.
Right.
Same. I was introduced because my mom said it was just a classic.
It was on cable a lot.
Sure.
It was one of the first movies I saw with Nicolas Cage in it.
For sure.
And yeah, it's just, it's so ridiculous, but awesome.
Right.
And yeah, funny, and yeah, the Coen brothers are still making great movies now, mm-hmm. But they, Raising Arizona is a tough one to top.
Yeah, so that was an early
one. We'll probably watch Fargo on Drunk at the Movies at some point.
Yeah.
That's another favorite of mine. I also own Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? But Raising Arizona, if I'm going to watch a Coen Brothers movie, this is the one I go for.
For me, it's No Country for Old Men. That movie.
That one's not very funny.
It's not funny, but it's badass.
But you can tell it's a Coen Brothers movie the way that it's put together.
Yeah, it's just nothing. Javier Bardem's bowl cut.
Oh my god!
Classic Coen.
So funny.
All right. Well, if you guys own Raising Arizona, or you can find it on a streaming service of some sort, go ahead and hit play in 3, 2, 1. All right.
Dun, dun,
it
dun,
is
dun,
it.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's why we invited Tyler to do the 20th Century Fox.
And now we can leave.
Yes.
So
we got Simpsons when he does that.
We got some beer. That Jason brought this one. This is a Revolution, now available in Peoria. Finally, a few years late, but yeah. Anti-Hero, their flagship IPA.
Oh, he's 6 feet tall, exactly.
There's H.I. McDonough.
Thank you, sir.
So, yeah, we've got
what else
Ed.
Is she in?
Holly Hunter's been in a bunch of stuff.
Oh, she's been all over the place.
Here you go.
She's a beautiful woman. Even today, she looks good.
She's probably
50, 55-ish. She still looks good.
And this, her role was written specifically for her. They didn't write for a Holly Hunter type. They wrote for Holly Hunter.
She's a good-looking woman. She's good. She's very good.
Other movies, I mean, she's the mom in The Incredibles.
Oh, she really? I didn't know that.
That's not where I would have picked
okay.
her, though.
Well, she most recently, Batman versus Superman. You might know her from that.
No. I never saw it.
Nope. Okay. She was in Oh Brother.
John Goodman.
Yep.
John Goodman, yeah.
John Goodman, and also William Forsythe, who was in Cloak and Dagger that we just watched. This is the second William Forsythe movie.
Really?
Back to back. There's Mark Maron.
Are you fucking shit? No, that's not Mark Maron, is it?
No.
It looks like a cross between Jermaine Clement
now
and Mark Maron.
Now that's what the fuck that's with Mark Maron
right
there.
Blood Simple, that was another Coen Brothers movie. She just had a voice part in that, so that was evidently when they were introduced to her. Broadcast News is a big movie of hers, always. I think John Goodman's in that one, too.
Yep. John Goodman was in
The Piano. She played a bitch that didn't talk.
Okay.
Yo, whoa, whoa.
She won a.
She's the
award.
Lady that didn't talk?
she didn't talk.
She's the nice lady.
The Firm. That is not a porn. But those were.
Say you.
Say you, say me.
Say it together.
Naturally.
Yeah, she's a good looking girl. I like her. She's cute.
She did something where she had that exact same accent. And I can't remember what it
Kiss
was.
Kiss
almost every other movie she's done.
Was it Kiss the Girls?
I think it was Kiss the Girls.
Okay. That's a song from Little Mermaid, right?
Yeah. That she was in.
So apparently Kevin Costner actually auditioned for the role of H.I. Did not get it. And I think that's good. I mean,
the right guy.
Yeah, I think Nicolas Cage...
He brings the right amount of crazy to it.
Yeah. Yes. He's over the top. And it just set the tone for his whole career.
Oh, without a doubt. Everything can be traced back to Raising Arizona.
Now, have you guys done any time?
You wish. This episode would be way better if I did.
I've never been arrested, but I have visited people in jail. Have you ever done that? Have you ever visited a person in jail?
No.
This a girl I dated.
Oh,
that's
a great start.
Yeah, she didn't have any. She didn't have insurance, so she kept getting arrested every time she would drive. And eventually it added up to, like, time in jail, and I had to go visit my girlfriend in jail like a fucking piece of white trash.
Is that your baby mama?
No comment.
Was that the love of your life?
No comment.
Is she still there?
No comment.
We ain't saying.
Well, hi.
I like that they call him Hi. His name's H.I., but they just call him Hi, and it fits.
Why is his name H.I.?
You'll find out.
Hi. Oh, will I?
We respect that.
I like that he's got those big mutton chop sideburns. Yeah. He's almost Elvis-esque, which I think Nicolas Cage has kind of had a Elvis-esque thing.
Yeah, he did a movie called Leaving Las Vegas, but I don't think that had to do with Elvis.
And he was married to Priscilla Presley at one time.
He was.
Lisa Marie, I'm sorry, not Priscilla.
Lisa Marie, also married to Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. So they're Eskimo brothers, we believe.
Don't forget his finger's head.
A simpler time.
Getting fingerprinted. He's been arrested so many times, she's basically falling in love with this guy.
That's right.
Mugshot. He's proposing while getting his fingerprints.
There it is.
On her middle finger? Did he put it on her middle finger?
No, I think it was on her ring finger.
Okay. You're just really bad at counting.
I am bad. Have either of you been arrested before?
I used to deliver pizzas to people.
So that's a yes?
Work release. People would order really expensive food. I would get tipped not well, actually. Now that I think about it, fuck those guys. And fuck Daryl.
Damn it.
Fuck yeah. Daryl's really getting it this episode.
He is.
Have you not been arrested before?
No, I've never been arrested.
Dustin?
Nah.
No, me neither. Never been arrested.
The band, one time we played a show on a beach where the cops showed up and everybody ran. It was really awesome because we were running out of a power strip connected to an extension cord that ran across the street into another extension cord that was plugged just into some old shitty shed.
That sounds.
But don't you have a good idea? Are you the drummer?
Yeah.
So how'd you get the fuck out of there with all your drums?
Oh, we didn't. We just kind of just stood by our stuff because we didn't want people to deal
with
it. Okay. So the cops come down. We're all, I think.
Here we go.
17.
He got a bonehead name. Hi.
He's in front of a parole.
The same people.
Same people, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a repeat offender.
He's lived a hard life. He's made some bad choices.
But he's admitting to, like, just telling them what they want.
This takes me back to the OJ parole hearing.
According to Ethan Cohen, Nicolas Cage was crazy about his Woody Woodpecker haircut, and that it reacted to H.I.'s stress level. The bigger danger he's in, the bigger the wave in his hair will get. So that's something to keep an eye on through the movie. He also has a Woody Woodpecker tattoo on his arm.
I saw the tattoo, but his hair will change depending on the stress level.
M. Emmett Walsh.
I recognize him. 80s
character actor extraordinaire.
For sure. I like when he said, I'm a free man. He walked into her taking pictures of someone else, and he recognized the guy getting his photo taken. He said, hey, Kurt.
Yeah. Kurt. That's a sign you've been arrested too many times when you're on a first-name basis with everybody.
The people that are being currently arrested.
Now,
paycheck.
We haven't seen any credits whatsoever. And that's because the credits are not shown until we're 13 minutes into the movie.
Really?
And once they're shown, all they do is put the lead cast members on.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. So there's the movie cover, kinda. The two of them sitting in lawn chairs watching the sunset. But on the movie cover, there's a baby on the front with them.
Mm. Smoking a cigarette.
Yep, because that's what babies do in Arizona.
So they live in a trailer out in the middle of the desert.
You know, he's trying to make an honest living now. He's trying to keep from getting arrested. He's already married her, so he doesn't need to go back to jail anymore to see her. I do like the tricycle and the wagon there in the dust.
Holly Hunter reporting that she is unable to have children.
And sobbing uncontrollably for the next few minutes.
She looked as fertile as the Tennessee Valley?
That means...
Clearly you've never been.
Yeah,
to us after you've been there.
We don't need to get into too many details.
Now we see a picture of a vagina in a book.
Yep. Well, look at that suit jacket. That's like Craig Sager.
Look at that severe lack of chin.
His name? Yeah.
Craig who?
He was like a sports...
Bob Seger.
No, not Silver Bullet Band. No, there was a guy, a very well-dressed guy that would wear bright suit jackets and ties.
That's pretty bitchin'. Shoot him again. Recently.
His hair's pretty wild.
His hair is getting kind of crazy. Because she's shutting down because she can't get pregnant.
Now, his Nicolas Cage's name is actually Nicholas Coppola, right?
Correct.
He's the nephew of Francis Ford Coppola?
He didn't want to make his way into Hollywood on that name, so he adopted Cage as a surname. He's actually credited as Nicholas Coppola in, I think, a couple films, one of them being Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Well, not to promote Couch Pilots, the other podcast I do, but we did a show called The Best of Times. It was the first acting credit that Nicolas Cage did where
I remember that episode.
He was credited as Nicholas Coppola there, and he was probably a fucking 17-year-old punk kid on that show.
Yeah. All right, they're sitting on a couch that everybody owned in the 80s, uh-huh. And they're finding out about the Arizona Quints.
Florence, Arizona.
As you probably guessed, Florence, Arizona is the wife of Nathan, Arizona.
I did guess that.
Hey, who is Nathan, Arizona? Did we miss it?
Well,
you know who he is. Oh, it's
Jason doesn't.
Unpainted Arizona, where you can get the finest selection in fixtures and appointments for your bathroom.
Side wipe. That's a classy commercial.
Yeah.
If you can find lower prices anywhere, my name ain't Nathan Arizona.
But it is.
That's because you can't find any
unpainted furniture.
So there you go. That explains who we are.
Who steals a paper anymore?
Who buys a paper anymore?
Why didn't he just get on the internet?
Because it is the 80s.
Oh, okay.
He could have just texted his friends.
No, he couldn't have, because there wasn't texting.
What?
It was a simpler time, guys.
Oh, so this is science fiction.
Yes, this is a sci-fi fantasy.
This is an H.G. Wells film?
So we got a ladder strapped to the car here.
Why the hell not?
And what are they up to? Oh, here we go. It's the credits.
13 minutes in.
Now you know that they're going to steal the Arizona.
Actually, it looks like it's 11 minutes in.
It almost said raisin.
So that was wrong.
Well, no, they included the 2-minute warm-up for for Drunk at the Movies.
The John intro. Goodman, William Forsythe.
Morris
from Cloak and Dagger. Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Yep, Sam McMurray, Frances McDormand, of course. She's in every Coen Brothers movie.
I was gonna say, yeah, she's
right after
up.
Reading, man. Yeah.
Randall Tex Cobb.
Is that her there?
No, this is the Arizona
that's
family.
That's Tilda Swinton.
That doesn't look like David Bowie at all.
Is she in the David Bowie biopic?
No, but they did a music video where he was married to her.
Really? She was in Labyrinth, right?
No.
She was the Labyrinth?
But yeah, they played a husband and wife in one of his last music videos. And
really?
They look too much alike to be married to each other.
It's like when a pet owner starts to look like his animal.
Exactly.
Fun fact, actually, we just had a Wednesday, April 12th, 8:45 p.m. this year.
That is a fun fact.
Every year we have that, don't we?
Yeah, a Wednesday, April 12th.
Sooner or later. All right, so,
So this is the Nathan Arizona family?
Yes. We now find out why H.I. has a ladder. He has gone up and climbed into the window of the Arizona family to see the Arizona Quints, which are named Larry, Harry, Barry, Gary,
Jerry.
Mo.
Harry.
Mo? Fairy?
What is the last one's name?
Nathan.
Yes.
Really?
Nathan Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is really funny because they're all born at the same time.
Yep, there's Nathan Jr.
So the mindset is that these rich people have 5 kids. Why can't we have one of their kids? Let's
correct.
Steal one.
Because it says too much to handle in the headline on the paper.
Too cold to hold.
So they're just, yes, they call them the Ghostbusters and they're in control. they're trying to do them a favor by taking one of their children.
Right.
So is he doing like a test run now? Which one would be best?
Yes. He's trying to figure out which one he wants.
Picking from the buffet of children.
And oddly enough, in the movie, Nathan Jr. doesn't cry the entire movie, but every other character in the movie does.
Every other really character funny. In the movie?
Every single character.
But all the other main characters at some point cry
so
in the movie.
So only the baby doesn't
only
cry.
Only the baby, yes.
That was intentional. Those fucking geniuses. The
How many babies do you think it took to play the Arizona Quints? Working with babies is one of the things filmmakers say, don't work with animals and don't work with babies.
I feel like that's a Pollock joke, isn't it?
And you have Oh, here we go. They're doing a header out of the crib here.
I'm gonna go with five. I counted five.
Well, there's five of them, but how many do you think it took to play the
I'll
five?
I'll say 25.
Three.
That makes no sense. 15 babies played the Arizona Quintuplets in the film. One of the babies was fired during production when he learned to walk. The mother went so far as to put her baby's shoes on backwards in order to prevent him from walking. There's a stage mom for
Good
you.
Good God. I'm 35 and I've never been fired from a job. This fucking baby was fired.
It's going to be a hard life for that kid. He was fired by the Coen brothers before
That's enough he walking, reached baby.
Half a year old.
Oh, boy.
Do you think they memorized all their names? Like they had their, like...
I don't know, but the babies, for being quintuplets, don't look anything alike. But I guess it'd be hard to find 15 babies that all look identical.
I tell you what, if I'm stealing a baby, I'm in and I am out. This guy's fucking hanging around really...
Well, you also have to realize he's been arrested how many times? He's not the sharpest tool in the shed.
That's true.
Oh,
he lost one. Yes. Somebody once told me. You know what? The lead singer of Smash Mouth hates bread.
Hates bread?
Hates bread.
He's a big fucking fat guy. He seems like he eats bread all day.
There was a music festival he played in Colorado, and when they were on their set, people kept throwing bread up in the air, and he got really mad and started cussing at people.
You and I watched that video together.
Yes, we did. And he was like, this was a family-friendly event, and he's dropping the F-bomb at people throwing bread and challenging people to fights, and the next motherfucker who throws a piece of fucking bread at me... Get up on stage.
I don't think that has anything to do with the bread itself.
No, it's
did.
All about the
He's
bread.
He's gluten intolerant, and it offended him.
Clearly intolerant.
It adds to his legacy, I tell you.
Yeah. So,
he was clearly intolerant.
If you go see Smash Mouth, take a loaf of bread with you.
No one's
you're
going to
welcome.
See Smash Mouth.
If Smash Mouth is playing your state fair.
And they will.
You know what? They played the Heart of Illinois Fair when they first came out. That's where I saw them.
That's where I saw Drew Hill for the first time.
Zisco? Yes. Before Thong Song?
Before Thong Song.
Alright, he's walking out empty handed. All the babies were back in the crib.
So she's an officer of the law, but she is interested in stealing a baby.
Her emotions have gotten the best of her, clearly. Nathan Jr. didn't cry.
You go right back up there and get me a toddler. I need a baby hide. I got more than you handled.
Oh, honey.
How would you come back here without a baby?
Well, all right then.
Is this the proper place to use the phrase pussy whipped?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He's popping up on the window. Nathan Jr. is all about it. Just, you know, just a guy hanging out in the middle of a window. That's a scary thought, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's terrifying.
I actually have a window sticker that's just Nicolas Cage's
face. I mean, there's memes just of his face making those horrifying facial expressions that he has.
Now, Dustin, I know you look into these
That's
films.
A fantastic brooch that she's...
It is fantastic. Wow. What are these babies up to today? Do you have any idea?
No idea, but...
Call them.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get them on the phone.
Let's see if I can find one of the 15...
Listen, baby.
...that are listed in the credits here.
Dr. Spock?
Here's the instructions.
How many do you think are dead?
All of them.
He's an awful damn good one.
The curse of the Arizona babies.
All right, so...
You're really looking at it up?
T.J. Kuhn was Nathan Jr.
All right.
He was born in 1985.
I definitely know her from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Ed.
Yeah.
Your daddy got hit by a train.
That's the only movie he was in. There's a shocker.
He bona fide.
What's Nathan Jr. up to these days?
Nothing. Like,
is that his only credit? Is this film?
Yep. Arizona Quint. Cody Ranger. Known for Raising Arizona.
Well, clearly.
Yeah. These people have nothing else going on in their life.
Bummer. So putting shoes on the wrong feet didn't help their career at all, huh?
Did not. I love him so much.
You know, I just read that she turned down the role of God in Dogma.
Who did? Huh?
Really?
Yeah.
That was went to Alanis
Morissette?
Went
to Alanis Morissette, yeah. So this movie came out in 1987, so I would have been six, but I wouldn't have seen it until it hit the video market or
early
basic
mid-90s.
Cable. So late 80s, probably like 89. So I would have been about 8 years old as I had guessed. It's, and I don't recall my parents watching this with me. It was probably like a Saturday afternoon. I'm home, I'm flipping through the channels, sure. and I would just watch whatever piqued my interest.
Yeah.
And Raising Arizona was evidently something that intrigued me.
I know we haven't hit it yet, and I know it's going to come up, and we'll see and we'll talk about it, but the scene that always... Do you have any idea what the scene is? There's two scenes that I think about that always hit home with me. Is one with the prison break with John Goodman as he's coming out of the mud.
Yes.
Something is... It's very primal and terrifying about that.
It's not quite Shawshank where he's climbing through shit.
Yeah. And then the other is
when Dufresne.
Like the bounty hunter on the motorcycle.
Randall Tex Cobb.
When he explodes or whatever. Those
spoiler
two scenes,
alert.
Yeah.
By the way, don't fast forward.
Whoops. Those two scenes to me stick out of this movie and I think kind of maybe fucked me up a little bit. I don't know.
We got a new beer. Hopefully this doesn't fuck you up a little bit.
Hope it does.
This is Goza Gamblin'. This is a Tyler Abercrombie beer.
Oh, thank Tyler.
From Jackson, Mississippi. This is an ale brewed with coriander and sea salt from Lucky Town Brewing Company.
Coriander, so, great band.
That sounds
right?
like a. That sounds
I
like
can't
a
love
snack.
You anymore.
There you go.
Thank you.
I just love the decor of 1980s trailer park.
Did you just hit your teeth?
What did you do?
Yeah, I'm a toother.
He's got great enamel. What kind of beer is that?
It's a Goza.
Is
like a sour.
Sour? Okay, yeah.
Actually,
it's a type of sour.
Coriander and sea salt. I think it's a Pringles chip.
Shit.
And there's another can upstairs.
From Jackson, Mississippi.
Yes, that's we can try another. Oh, they got the Huggies on the. Seriously, did you guys own that couch? Everybody or a relative of yours had that couch.
If you're from the Peoria area, I say you work for Caterpillar Tractor or you know someone who did. The same can be said about that couch. If you didn't own the couch, you know someone who did.
Yeah.
Tyler really hooked you up, man, with some beers.
He did. He sent two boxes of flat rate USPS postal boxes full of beer.
That's pretty bitchin'.
I mean, postage alone, that's enough. But then to cram those full of malt and hops and barley.
Tyler is
good on you, Tyler.
FCF fan.
I told him he was going to get a lot of shout outs because we'd be drinking them across several episodes.
It's been like 6 weeks. Since the last time.
What's the drunken lullaby's currency, you said?
Drink tickets.
Drink tickets, that's right.
He's getting tons of drink tickets. Here's the scene you spoke
Holy
of.
Holy shit.
It's actual human shit.
Mud. Heavy
busting
heavy
out
rain.
Of a puddle. It is John Goodman's face sucking in snot-looking mud.
That's why it bothered me, because it doesn't look like any mud I've ever fucking seen before.
The man who would become Dan Connor climbing from the pits of the penitentiary. Penitentiary.
He's like a ghost you can bust.
He's being birthed from the earth.
Yes. Birthed from the earth. That rhymes.
There's your fucking show title.
New band name I call
this
it.
This one doesn't have a show title. No. This is called Drunk at the Movies Raising Arizona.
What do you think about the Roseanne reboot?
I don't think it's a good idea. Oh, shit. He just went shoulder deep back in there. And he's going to pull out Morris. Boot first.
He's going to get those warts.
He is a breech birth. Can we talk about how strong John Goodman is, though, to lift him up by his ankles?
Breach birth from the earth.
Yeah, like, breach birth from the earth.
He's like, you're out of your element, Donnie.
Oh, you got to get the pomade in the mud.
Pomade, he says.
Yes.
Every bathroom had it in the 80s, right? He's just going and get some pomade.
A little dab will do you. He's a Dapper Dan man.
Yeah.
The Coen brothers love pomade, is what I'm finding out.
Is that a pompadour? Is that
yes? That's pretty much.
It's fucking badass.
Oh, they just ruined their palms.
They did. they're out of prison. They're happy.
And the rain just ruined their palms.
And they're stealing a station wagon, and they're gonna go visit their friend.
Yeah, but
H.I.
They didn't even hang up the gas. Like, come on. Consider it.
All right, so here we go.
Who cuts off a thermal like that around their neck? He's so uncomfortable.
Merry Christmas. I like how that's how he wakes up out of a deep sleep.
You don't?
No. I usually do like Chris Rock and I yell poopy trim.
Yes.
Poopy trim?
It's from Dogma.
The clown has no pee.
The clown has no pee. That's Step Brothers.
Holly Hunter's got some killer bangs in this, I should say, too.
I'd bang those killers.
Oh, H.I. is excited to see his friends.
So you got John Goodman. Who's the other guy?
William Forsythe.
Those guys are here. They've just broke out of jail, covered in mud, palmade, and they were at the High's front door. Is John Goodman not like the best ever?
He's pretty good. I mean, he was always on SNL as a like guest.
Oh yeah,
he did it many, many times.
I think he's hosted the third most behind like Steve
Tom
Martin.
Hanks.
I think Steve Martin and like Alec Baldwin.
Oh,
I think he's
okay.
Like the third behind them. He's fantastic. Got a name, does he? So far we've just been using Junior. We call him Junior. What are the things of William Forsythe? What else has he been in?
Well, we just watched Cloak and Dagger. He was in that.
He had to have been one of the Goonies. Look at him.
No.
he was Sloth.
He's been in tons of stuff. He was in Dick Tracy.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
That
was great, wasn't it?
It's something.
Did Madonna? Did you not jack off to Madonna's tits in that film?
Like I did not.
Well, me neither.
That makes none of us.
You might. I mean, he's been in tons of stuff. The Rock. He's done that. Most recently, he's on.
That's a baby
I think like a CSI or something like that. He's on fairly regularly.
He's been around. He's run the game.
He was in Boardwalk Empire for like 7 episodes.
I never saw that show. I want to see it.
He's done a lot of stuff. He's one of those people that you see him and you're like, oh, I recognize that guy.
Yeah.
He's older now, a little heavier, gray, but still kind of creepy looking.
Great character actor.
Yeah. I mean, here's a picture of him.
More fantastic. Recently. Yeah,
Hawaii
fantastic.
5-0. We got a toddler here.
This movie personifies the 80s as far as like every like low income furniture and decor. This it nails it. This film
yeah.
nails it. Now you boys can set a while and
catch up, but then you'll be on your way. Don't you honey me. You ever busted that out on me, babe? I don't think yet.
Don't you honey me.
He said yet.
After I do a few more of these episodes, we'll see.
But honey,
you like drinking beer too and watching movies. It's a good time. These boys, they just got out of the joint and we're just gonna drink some beers and record it. Don't you honey me.
I mean, I guess the day that you have some guys that went through a sewer line out of the ground.
It's just bad luck
to get out of
if the guests of my friends stink, it's from those audible expulsions of gas. It's not when they come in smelling.
That sounds
like
familiar.
That
already. Is that from a show?
It's from another show. It's called
Some
Drunken
show,
Lullabies.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
They're fugitives, huh? What was the conversation the Coen brothers had with each other to name this character? Just call him H. Hi. We'll call him Hi.
They're geniuses. I can't even.
They're so good.
I can't get to that level.
Yeah. I was talking to our former boss, Denny, from Co-op Records.
Surely.
Him and his, I mean, longtime girlfriend, but like, they could be common law husband and wife.
Should be.
1 year for Halloween, they dressed up as Ed and H.I. and Denny. Looked great as Nicolas Cage, and I told him we were doing this tonight, and he's like, "Awesome,
nice, very cool."
So, Mama didn't love me, and his baby shoot. He's gonna shoot that rabbit.
Now you said,
"Oh no, it's a grenade."
It
yeah,
Randall Tex Cobb.
Randall Tex
Cobb. He was in the NFL. Is that right?
And he also had a little. Oh yeah, eat that grenade. But he plays Leonard Smalls. He was a boxer.
He was a boxer?
He was a boxer.
Never in the NFL.
He
was a boxer in the NFL.
Yeah. But he was in a few movies, mostly in like the 90s, is kind of what he's known for.
Did he do those Geico commercials?
Where he shot the Geico with his shotgun?
Oh, that would have been so apt about 30
and proceeded to save you money on your insurance.
He's from some other movies that
so easy a caveman could do it. I take offense to that.
Movies that'll be featured on future episodes. such as Ernest Goes to Jail.
Can I guess one? Weird Science? Was he in Weird Science?
No, he was not.
He wasn't
not.
One of the fucking creepers in that movie?
Nope.
Okay.
She just realized the baby's missing.
Oh.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. He has a bit part in that. Digstown, one of my favorite Louis Gossett Jr. movies.
Never saw that.
It'll be a future episode. He plays a part in that.
We'll be Who there. Was he in Ace Ventura?
He played Gruff Man.
Okay, gotcha.
Also in Naked Gun 33 and a third. He evidently became friends with Jim Carrey because his final, one of his final acting credits, Liar Liar.
Final as in he is dead?
I don't believe he's dead. He just stopped acting.
Okay.
Somebody just call him and ask him.
His last credit, Walker, Texas Ranger, did three episodes.
Ooh.
And was that was back in 2001.
Was he gruff
has not acted since.
Randall Tex Cobb has gone dormant.
We miss you, Randall Tex Cobb. You were fantastic in Collision Course with Pat Morita and Jay Leno.
Sure.
And Fletch Lives. And
what was he in Liar Liar? Collision Course? Is that where Pat Morita and Jay Leno are like back to back?
Yes. It was the original Rush Hour.
The original like Red Dot.
Or is this Chris Farley's dad in Tommy Boy?
No, that's Brian Dennehy. He was also in Critical Condition, one of Richard Pryor's lesser films.
Oh.
Brian Dennehy. He's still around, right?
I think of Brian Dennehy and I think of John Wayne Gacy. That's a movie that had an impact on me as a child.
Was he in that?
He played John Wayne Gacy.
Really?
So every time I saw Brian Dennehy, I thought of a serial killer clown.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's still alive. I don't think he's doing much these days. Brian Dennehy.
What do we got here?
National Treasure. There's a Stephen... Nicholas Cage reference.
So Mr. Byram, is that Nathan Arizona?
That's Ben Affleck right there on his left.
Ben Affleck?
Okay.
Trey Wilson is Nathan Arizona Sr. He's dead. He died at age 40 in 1989. Jesus. A few years after was filmed.
Wow.
It's terrible.
What did he die from? That's a good question.
Unpainted Huffneys?
Huff Hines?
So they've discovered that the child is missing, and now all the authorities have swamped the residents investigating what's going on. So this guy is not Nathan Arizona, or he is?
That's Nathan Arizona.
Nathan Huff Hines.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Well, I mean, he did say if he doesn't have the best deals, his name's not Nathan Arizona.
It is,
but
I
believe he does.
The pajamas have Yodas and shit.
What do you do with five kids? Give a couple of kids, yeah. Though, right?
Like camel hair. Oh, snap.
Oh, shit.
Actually, he said, God damn it.
There's a bundt cake with what looks like mint frosting on
it. Is that the guy that plays the cowboy in Big Lebowski?
Yeah, it's Sam Elliott.
No, that's not Sam Elliott. That's not The Stranger.
Look at that fucking mustache. I'll be goddamn.
All mothers love Sam Elliott. That is not
him. I have
him.
That tattooed on my bicep.
All mothers love Sam Elliott.
Prove it.
Now he's starring in a Netflix original with Ashton Kutcher and Danny Masterson.
Ranch? Yeah. Oh, they're the
It
ranch.
Is horrible.
I've not watched it.
I've heard great and horrible things about The Ranch.
I watched the first three episodes, and I was like, I'm out.
I like Sam Elliott, but it looks like a piece of fucking shit.
There's a laugh track. No, that's enough to send me kind of running. So what do you think of the Game of Thrones beer that you were able to consume?
I liked it.
Yep.
Yay. She's into it.
There's a dirty ass bathroom. You don't see those anymore. The rotating cloth.
Very rarely.
You do in Arkansas for sure. If you're ever in a band with some dudes,
he's gonna bring a motorcycle into the men's room.
Well, let me ask you this: when you got the rotating cloth in like the bathroom of like a gas station
Royal
or something,
Crown.
When it goes back into the machine part before it comes back out, does it clean the cloth or is it just dirty again?
I love how these guys eat
it's
cereal.
Just dry.
Yeah. The water just dribbling, or water.
Water.
Well, they are poor.
Cereal with water.
If you're Craig and Friday and you're out of milk, you put some water on that shit.
That's right.
Put some water on it. Funny.
Put some water on that cereal.
You better be capable.
Mind your own business.
Man, you don't breastfeed him. He hates you for it later. While we wound up in prison.
They just want to see some titties. They just got out of prison, yeah. Right?
Morning, hi.
I mean, that's how I greet my friends. I smack my own ass when they tell me hello.
It's a universal greeting.
Are those...
Hey, boys. You wouldn't mind making yourself scarce for a couple of hours this afternoon, would you?
We're having some decent friends, huh?
Are those moth holes in his wife beater there?
Actually, I have a few that look just like that. It's just from wearing them.
It's from wear and tear?
It's just stress. Just general wear and tear.
Just stress.
Now, that scar on his cheek, that is not normally there. That's makeup, I believe, correct?
I know, but I don't know.
I don't recall.
Well, yeah, the thing is they wanted to make it appear as though something had happened to his face prior.
Oh,
well, that makes sense. That does a couple fall in line with the scar.
A couple Coca-Colas.
They really capture the essence of white trash, I think, in this scene.
Yeah, I feel at home watching this movie.
Oh, come on.
I'm not saying I'm white trash. I'm just saying I grew up around.
Okay. Adjacent to trash.
Adjacent to. Oh, here we go.
Speaking of trash... That's a fucking long-ass shoehorn
there.
That's
a moccasin, yo.
Where's that baby?
Well, that's a character actor right there.
Yep, that is Sam McMurray.
Oh. He's Sam McMurray.
He's the Rocket Man, isn't he?
No.
Rocket Man's Harlan Williams.
Harlan Williams.
Oh, here we go. Mordecai. Oh, good. There's what happens when you have five kids.
That's the reason you don't have babies right there.
Tab after the soda.
Tab after the book in the Bible.
Zima.
The Corinthians letter to Tab.
Oh boy.
So they're bringing kids.
These kids. This is like Cousin Eddie from National Lampoon's. Basically.
Some kid's got a fucking dowel rod just whipping the shit out of this place.
Do you need a beer? Does the Pope wear a funny hat?
Now, what's this guy's name?
Oh, here we go. Here's the Pollock jokes.
I don't know, man. One? Nope. Takes three.
That's a good joke.
That's the end of the joke?
See it.
What's his name?
Sam McMurray.
That a very young Sam McMurray. That dude's been around and around.
I mean, he was in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Adam's Family. I mean, he's still in stuff.
Oh, for sure.
He was most recently in Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
There you go. There's something reassuring about seeing character actors that you grew up with still working together.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
He does a lot of voice work, like Boondocks.
This young kid is spraying Nicolas Cage right in his cock meat with a spray bottle.
You ever kick a child in the face?
Not yet. Maybe in the shins.
It'll happen.
It's coming.
I also remember him from Freaks and Geeks. He played Sam Levine's adulterer father.
Oh. Adulterer father. Huh? Yes. I've not seen that.
And he's done a lot of Batman cartoon voice work.
Oh, really?
And Pinky and the Brain. Let's see. Just characters in episodes.
So he's asking Nicolas Cage how he got the kid, and he's about...
One episode of Wings.
Oh, there you go, Wings. Something wrong with his semen. He's got five fucking kids.
Exactly.
Semen?
I think what's wrong is it's a little too potent.
He's It's got huge loads.
Oh, here we go.
Oof. Kids are just shitting up the place. Mordecai.
Love that line. That was a lot of mustard.
The hot dogs on white bread.
Okay, you know what? I'm not above it. I've done it. I think everybody here has done it.
What?
Hot dogs on bread.
I've had it, yeah.
When you're out of hot dog buns.
What else you got?
Exactly. You're not going to eat them plain.
She just said the kid can develop night vision. Isn't that like a superpower? Like, don't you want your kid to be able to see in the dark?
All
right. but not to like... the right levels, like, come on, you still gotta raise them.
So we're changing this up. It's called Drunk at the Movies. It's not Drunken Lullabies, so we do drink other things. This is a
Gatorade.
Capriccio Bubbly Sangria.
It's got a lion on the top.
13.9%.
Fucking shit.
Made with grape, wine, and other shit.
I found this at the Hy-Vee in Bloomington.
Oh, and it does contain sulfites, so I hope you're okay with that.
I'll pass. No sulfites.
Mind you, don't cut yourself, Mordecai. All right. I've never had sangria, so this is my introduction
Holy
to it.
Holy shit.
Congratulations.
It's usually like a wine and fruit thing.
Yeah, with ice.
Big old jugs.
There you go. Big jugs.
I only like the big jugs.
13.9. That's pretty fucking powerful compared to what we usually drink on Drunken Lullabies.
And it's about on par with like a nice Russian Imperial Stout. It's just fruitier. So, there you go.
There, that's the noise
you
like.
That means it's empty.
We got a... I'm trying to think of a good gay Russian joke. This is not coming to me.
I can think about 30 off the top of my head. You can't think of one?
Not one.
Okay.
Enlighten me, would you?
I'll start after the show.
Like Putin...
In Russia, Putin's you.
That was the one. That was the joke.
Putin on the Ritz.
Putin on the Ritz.
High's feeling a little pressured.
Well, look at his hair. You can tell.
A pressure to what? Have a kid naturally?
Just, yeah. I mean, the fact that he's now kidnapped a baby... He's trying to live a straight life.
Did he reveal to his friend that he kidnapped
him? No, okay. He's just
That's
saying,
kind of the common theme in this movie.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Oh, yeah. This is great.
Oh, shit.
That spells tiger.
Now, don't rush me. The thing about diets, she told me. She thinks you're cute. Yeah, I'm crapping you negative, and I can say
I'm crapping you negative.
I need to add that to my lexicon.
Yeah, you do.
I'm talking about sex. What the hell are you talking about? I'm talking about L'Amour. I'm talking to me and Dottie Swingers, as in to swing. I'm talking about wave swapping.
Shit.
I'm talking about what they call nowadays open marriage.
It's not a good idea.
That's a punch right there.
Oh, he knocked him pretty far away there.
Yeah.
I know they're trying to help. You're crazy, huh? Keep your goddamn hands off my wife.
Hey, you. Keep your goddamn hands off her. Run straight into a tree.
Sometimes that'll happen.
Did I miss where... Mordecai was drawing fart on the wall.
Yes, he threw something at him, and the kid was by the wall, and it said fart on it. I saw it.
Okay.
That's classic. If you guys look up...
It's a meme on Drunk at the Movies and Facebook. Said, don't worry, Mordecai. There'll be fart jokes on Drunk at the Movies.
If you're texting somebody in your iMessage, and you look up Raising Arizona in your GIF profile...
It's like the first one.
Yeah, the first one where he's just throwing the shoe at the kid right in front.
So this guy is his boss, and he's wanting to sleep with his wife.
Oh, that was his boss?
But
he's the foreman.
But he was also offering up his own wife as...
Still, though, that's weird.
As fuck meat?
Yeah. Like, if my boss came to me with that, like... That's a lawsuit now.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I couldn't do that. You guys ever been involved in any swinging?
No.
Tyler?
No,
nope, Tyler. You tried. Okay.
I am not interested.
Dustin says no, like, I don't want it, but Tyler's like, you know what? I've tried it and it hasn't worked.
Yeah.
So you're into it.
Just tweet me at DLPod.
Oh, he's got the huggies and a gun. That kid's looking at Jugs.
Jugs magazine?
Yeah.
He's pressed a button to alert the authorities.
I'll be taking these huggies and whatever cash you got.
Meanwhile, Holly Hunter like works for the police the whole time, right?
Yep, she's reading a book to Nathan Jr. and she's about to look up and realize what's going on. She hears sirens. H.I.'s still gone.
He's twirling the gun at the register.
Well,
he's bona fide.
She gone. And pretty soon, one of my favorite lines of this movie.
You son of a bitch?
No. After he has to take off running.
So Holly Hunter sees that Nicolas Cage is robbing the store and she leaves him because she doesn't think that she...
Did you spill again? What are you doing?
Damn. She drunk.
Jesus.
Uh-oh, he got a six-shooter.
Good lord.
Would you like to try some sangria? Because that's what we're drinking right now.
What happened to that cop? How did he fall? Did he fall out of that car?
Oh, and here we go. Coen Brothers music. Yeah. It's a little weird. We have yodeling.
I'll add the third thing to what I remember from this movie, and it is this music.
Yes. And this is the scene that I remember. Nicolas Cage... pantyhose on his head, run around with a packet of Huggies with yodeling.
Don't need those, though.
It's so bizarre and
Do you
quirky.
Have the soundtrack?
I don't have the soundtrack.
Have it on vinyl.
Yeah. Got a 45 of it.
All both songs?
Uh-oh.
All both songs.
Here comes a dog. Looks like a, is that a Rottweiler? Yoink. What is that? A Rottweiler?
Yeah.
That's a chain. It keeps the
two
dog
chains.
It's a chain. You fucking asshole.
It keeps the dog.
It's
from
not
going
gonna.
Any
it's
further.
Not gonna hold.
That son of a bitch.
I like it. He like covers his face or whatever.
So Holly Hunter is driving around with the baby, and she can hear like.
Oh, here
the,
we go.
Uh oh.
Oh, he got geez. Hit by a car.
Son, you got a panty on your
head. What do you say?
Son, you got a panty on your
head. I heard that part.
Oh, he just said just drive fast.
Yeah, and the dog's running down the street.
Uh-oh.
He's about to have a whole bunch of dogs chasing him. It's going to be a caravan of sorts.
So this, so far, they've employed animals and babies.
Yep.
This film is a real boost for the economy.
And there goes Ed. And there's the guy in the
what
middle of the
What are you, a PETA representative? What?
And now they're attacking the guy from the store, from the shortstop.
He's shooting a gun.
This guy, for one, he's driving in the middle of the road.
Man, he's also going, ah!
There we go. He's covering his face with a hoodie.
So they're doing all the no-nos.
Mm-hmm.
Car chases with dogs and babies.
And overacting old men. And they're just driving straight into a house.
Sometimes, well, now's the
and
break.
Through the
That's
open...
That's how you get rid of them.
Yeah.
Did he fly through the windshield and is just fine?
Well, because the windshield was gone because the guy from the shortstop shot it out.
Okay.
So now he's just running into somebody's house. And we have a steady cam shot following the people through the house.
They had to know something was up if the camera's already in their house.
That's ridiculous. They have to know something is up.
They're like, why are you setting up in here? I'll bet something's about to happen.
That's ridiculous.
You just watch your stories, Margaret. Don't you worry. Oh, double coupons. Oh, and now the dogs. They didn't bother shutting their front door, so there's
a
pack of dogs. He's running back through because he's got to get Huggies again because he lost the package that he had.
Nope.
Loves Pampers. There's Huggies. Oh, shit.
And he ran towards it even.
And the guy's firing in a grocery store full of people.
A bunch of civilians. Yeah. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And he's just firing blindly down the aisles. Hey, look at those old cereal boxes. Those are fun.
And now all the dogs are in the supermarket. There's like four or five dogs running.
This is just...
Well, they're automatic doors.
And this is what I'm talking about. Like, this is so absurd. But as a kid, this is...
This is the greatest fucking thing you've ever seen.
Who needs a realistic car chase? You have, you know...
In Arizona, if you're a store owner...
Lady in curlers running from the dogs.
In Arizona, if you're a store clerk and the cops come in running, shooting at somebody, you're allowed to just open fire.
Is that right?
Oh, she came and picked him up. Good to know. So she does love
him.
It
says that
all.
Actually on the state quarter.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh!
Look at the cross eyes.
That was a right hand.
Made it out of there by the skin of his teats.
So,
his dandy dicky dick dick.
Babe, you've got some arts and crafts going on here. What are we doing?
Well, I was being quiet about it, but...
Now we're going to make it known to the world.
I'm making little...
Dragon Balls.
Dragon Balls.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Is that his Dragon Balls?
I was going with... Is it Illinois? University
it's
of
Garland
Illinois?
For my nephew's
like Judy
birthday
Garland.
Party. For yes. It's a Dragon Ball Z themed party.
Oh.
So orange and blue.
ILL.
And then the cupcakes will be orange and red.
How old is he?
3. He loves Dragon Ball Z.
At 3 years old, he loves Dragon Ball Z.
His father is a big fan.
Brother,
made him watch it on DVD.
Okay.
So
my brother has him watch it.
Instead of Paw Patrol, which he also loves, he's watched Dragon Ball Z as much as Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol's logo is actually also orange and blue.
Well, that is very sweet of you.
That's a lot of Budweiser's they crushed.
Well,
look at all those.
Look at,
they're behind them on the
they're
shelf.
They're about 16. They're almost caught up with us by now.
Almost.
They didn't do shit all day.
They are sitting there.
Yeah. They're at least polite. They say, ma'am.
Why didn't they put that in the caption? I think that's important dialogue.
Yeah.
That they'll kick you out herself?
Uh-oh.
His hair.
That's a badass polo he's wearing.
Look at those thermals, though.
Goddamn, Dan Connor looks like the fucking shit, doesn't he?
What's he named his dick tip?
What's her full name?
Ed.
Yeah, why is she called Ed?
Edwina?
Edwina, that's what I was thinking.
Edwina?
It's a. I'm guessing it's a thing.
It's a real name, a shitty name.
I'm with you on that one.
It just says Ed, but that's my guess.
Yeah, this is Ed. But Edwina also sounds stupid.
It's a bad name.
A real bad name.
It's a real name, but it's a bad name.
See?
Edwina!
Circle gets the square.
Fuck off, Daryl.
Marital friction.
Ed and High.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes marital friction's a good thing, but not in that way.
I hope I'll never know.
I mean, probably not in the moment, I wouldn't think. I mean, maybe...
They speak very Shakespearean, don't they?
They do,
to each other.
Yes.
What do you do in prison but read?
Like way beyond their intelligence level they speak?
I work with a guy like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You work with me?
I work with,
Oh, they're wanting
Jason?
To rob a bank.
Bottle cap
I hope
kid?
It's not a PNC bank they're wanting to rob.
Well, it'll be about 20 years, 30
yeah,
years ago.
Years prior fine. To your...
Also, they're in Arizona. PNC has not reached that far west
that's
yet.
True. As
so.
Far west as St. Louis, and that's about it.
Now, we were talking about Randall Tex Cobb earlier.
Right.
Did you know he was not familiar with riding motorcycles before the filming of this movie?
That's bullshit.
I did not know
while
that.
Shooting
bull
the scene
honky.
Where he rides up to inspect the hole
the
where
hole?
They had escaped the prison.
Gotta inspect the hole.
He actually crashed into it during one of the takes.
Oh, jeez.
I do not believe the DVD has a blooper reel, but I would love to see Tex Cobb falling into a hole in his motorcycle.
I'll see if we can YouTube that shit right quick.
You know what to do.
Okay, here's a little... And this is a little inside reference for Coen Brothers. We probably saw it earlier, but HI's work uniform logo shows that he works for Hudsucker Industries, which later became the setting of a Coen Brothers movie, The Hudsucker Proxy, starring Tim Robbins.
I do not know that movie. Do you know that one?
Yeah, like they make hula hoops and shit. I remember that in the previews. Hudsucker Proxy, 1994. What is that supposed to mean?
You know what it means. I have never heard of that. The most obscure one I know is Barton Fink.
With John Turturro and John Goodman.
And Goodman's in it, yeah.
There's nothing on YouTube about his driving his motorcycle.
The Hudsucker Proxy. That's just a bad title.
It bombed, much like Barton Fink.
Yeah, yeah.
The Coen Brothers kind of lost their mojo in the mid-90s. And then once, you know, Old Brother, Where Art Thou and Fargo came back out, they kind of got it
Paul
going
and
again.
Paul Hunter's in the new Fargo. No,
the
no,
new
no, no.
Fargo?
No. I'm thinking about the movie. Never mind.
I watched the Fargo series when it comes out on like Netflix.
We started it with like Billy it. Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good.
It's different each season.
Yeah.
It's a whole new like
kind of like True Detective.
Yeah,
exactly. But more consistent from what I hear.
I saw the first and second season of Fargo. It's pretty good. Yeah. Check it out.
The third season, I watched the first few and then just kind of got overwhelmed.
Of the third? Yeah. It's got Ethan Hawke in it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Overwhelmed by the storyline?
No,
or
so
life?
Life in general.
Okay.
I was really busy, like you know, trying to like break up and stuff.
Oh, that's right.
Let's talk about that.
Well, we talked about enough on Drunken Lullabies. I was going to cut you some
slack.
Yeah,
you guys heard this shit 6 weeks ago.
Oh, that breakup? That was a long time ago.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was at least 6 weeks ago.
That's not new news.
Well, he hasn't been on the show since February, babe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now you're just offending people.
I thought that was just a mutual thing, though.
It was.
Yeah.
I have nothing but wonderful things to say.
And we'll just leave it at
She's
that.
A cool girl.
They're sleeping.
They
got
pyramid.
A pyramid of Budweiser.
Pyramid!
We're not doing that later.
Oh, boo.
Watch me.
Well, these fucking beers.
That's the only reason they're here.
$25,000 reward.
All right, so, Jason, the next beer that I have here for you.
Yes, sir.
If I can.
Nope.
Yep. They're a little slippery. This is another Tyler Abercrombie selection.
Really? Well, he really stacked you up.
He did. This is another Lucky Town. This is the Old 49 Farmhouse Ale from Jackson, Mississippi. So, yeah. It's 12 fluid ounces of pure luck.
I don't know if it was on purpose that you saved these beers from Tyler to do on your show with me, another member of the FCF Network, but I appreciate it because I love Tyler. He contributes to our show, Couch Pilots.
He does.
And I'm excited to drink this beer that he sent you.
There you go. We'll crack that open.
Crack it open.
Collaboration.
Get some in you.
Nice.
You guys are
fucking
cute.
Open.
You guys are so cute.
I appreciate you saying that.
Are those Whoppers, but generic?
Yep.
The malt malts?
Muppy malts, I think.
Muppy malts?
That's what it said.
The Old 49.
I seen it with my own two eyes.
This is funny because on the Old 49 can, like I can feel the metal part of the can and then to like the label to where it's like a sticker.
It is.
To me it feels very
indie. Five letters per line. Or four letters per line.
Yeah, he's not a very good writer.
He's not... His visual spatial skills could...
Herbert. His name is Herbert. You wanted to know what HI stood for. Herbert Intestines.
Intestines?
Herbert Icicle.
You're disgusting.
Hey, we all have intestines, lady. What's the problem?
Yeah, why are you so offended by intestines?
Herbert
Intelligence?
Herbert Inside.
Oh, are you watching the same movie? We know that's not his movie. You know
why
people are like, intelligence
she
is my middle name. That's not the case.
So this Randall Tex Cobb has been hired by Nathan, right?
He's in Unpainted Arizona now, yeah.
He's gonna
with his furry boots.
He's going to go solo. Those are that's actual human hair on
that's
those boots.
That's terrifying.
Sure. Yeah.
If you have hairy boots, that is fucking terrifying. And yellow rotten teeth.
Yeah, Cigarillo.
Cigarillo.
Oh, that's going to
ruin
that.
He just ruined,
yeah. Yeah. But look at those big, beautiful blue eyes.
Someone will have to paint that furniture.
It's unpainted, though. That's the point.
Here we go. He's got his bolo tie.
That's fine. I want to be a security guard for him.
Do you?
Yeah, he just sleeps.
Yeah. Look at that photo.
That fucking artwork back there. It's ridiculous.
Do you think he wakes up and then puts grease on his face?
No, I think that's just how he was born. You got flies. I doubt it. That's funny.
This place is climate control. All the winters are safe. Who the hell are you?
Smalls. Little Smalls.
Named after the character in the classic John Steinbeck book of Mice and Men.
Oh, nice. Which character is that?
Lenny.
Smalls. Oh, is it really?
Mm-hmm.
The big dumb guy that they kill at the end, Lenny?
Yep.
Oh, it really is? That's it.
Yep.
Now, of course, I do hunt babies on occasion.
That's weird.
Here you got one you can't put your hand to. That's my business. I'm a tracker. Some say I'm part hound dog.
Just because he ate a hound dog once doesn't make him part hound dog.
God damn it if it doesn't make him a hound dog.
You are what you eat.
This is another beer that's
a big fat pussy.
Why'd you look at me like that?
Because she was waiting for somebody to make the pussy joke.
See, that's on her.
I made that face because I was waiting for it to happen. Please, someone make that joke.
What joke?
You are what you eat. You're a big fat pussy. Blah, blah, blah. You get it.
Is this a session IPA?
No, this is a farmhouse ale.
I don't know the difference, but it feels like it's very drinkable.
It's light.
It's light, is that what you said?
Farmhouse, yeah.
Okay, because that's exactly right. It seems like it's a very easily drinkable beer.
Yeah, it's like a Saison.
Yeah, like you're not pounding this shit. This is a very... Right. You can hang out and drink this shit.
It's still 6.2%, though.
Holy hell.
So definitely not session.
This is a sneaky beer. That's what this is called. Fuck farmhouse ale. This is a sneaky beer.
You guys ever owned a bolo tie? Especially one that's been, like, bedazzled.
I would like it.
Would you now? I don't think it's part of the PNC dress code.
Because they've never encountered anyone trying to wear it.
He showed up tomorrow at PNC with a bedazzled bolo tie. You fucking
he just grabbed just grabbed the fly by the leg.
That's you.
It is. I will grab them with my bare hands.
You're the fly ninja.
I am a fly ninja.
Yep. You are a fly ninja, and you are the fly ninja.
That's my former nickname is Fly Ninja. That's funny that she's donning you with the same nickname.
I like you.
So Nathan Arizona is face-to-face with this bounty hunter. Who's looking to track down his son.
But he thinks he's the one who took him.
Yeah.
Because he wants to get paid. But he didn't.
Boom, just like that, he's gone.
Before leaving his cigarette. So funny, did they just take him out of their own personal wardrobes? Like, all their shit's got holes in it.
Yeah.
Like that's years of work.
They're both, like, Hawaiian tacky shirts, too.
No, you would be surprised. They can make it.
You gotta tuck the thermal. They have so many velvet paintings in this trailer. I don't think we've talked about those yet. Those were a staple of the 80s. My grandparents had a couple.
It's super classy, right?
Yeah. Velvet Elvises.
I would have them.
Yeah.
You would go over some velvet paintings?
Yes.
Okay. No judgment.
You're classic.
What would you like? You like landscapes? So this is his boss that he punched about swinging, and his boss is telling me he's in a load of trouble for what?
Oh, he knows who the baby is.
Okay. Well,
look at Nicolas Cage's hair. Obviously something's up.
Right.
Oh, he does know.
Mm-hmm. The secret is out.
He's gonna have to kill that guy.
I like the caution I drive naked sticker on his vehicle.
What?
There it is.
Oh.
Are you sure? What a weird place to put a bumper sticker.
He's out anyway. Like, that's creepy in itself.
The Coen brothers just beat the shit out of you with quirky stuff, don't they?
Yeah.
Always.
Why is the sticker right there?
So Mordecai gets to look at it the whole time. So they're going to take the baby. They want Nathan Jr. because something's wrong with his semen, and they can't have six kids, so they're blackmailing him to take the one.
So he's not interested in getting the reward money, the $25,000. He wants it for the baby for his own. He just wants
the baby itself.
Wow. I take the $25,000.
Uh-oh. And they heard that whole exchange.
Now it's on.
Can't trust him.
$25,000, dude.
You know what's going on? It's just business. Let's go hard or easy, HI.
So John right Goodman, here. Yeah.
In this scene, you can see that it's not John Goodman, it's a stuntman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
good
pretty,
call.
Yeah.
Good call, man. Oh.
Oh, no.
So the prison inmates are trying to take the baby to get the reward money.
Now that they know.
And they're all beating the shit out of each other.
They're ruining their trailer.
Nothing, that's nothing as bad as that dude's kids, though.
This is great.
I do like the human windmill here.
This is the best fucking movie I've ever seen in my life.
A classic Russell movie. And then he's cuddling Nathan Jr. in the bathroom.
He's doing a good job, though.
Forsythe? William Forsythe?
We better be. It's a goddamn podcast.
Look at these shots. It's a shot of his feet swinging around.
All right, what we're going to do is do something.
The whole wall gave out there.
Well, it wasn't a load-bearing wall.
No.
It looked like it was. It looked
it's
like
made it's, out of fiberglass.
It's faux or, brick.
Yeah, something.
Look at those sick chucks.
Mr. Forsythe is tying up a Nicolas Cage.
Venetian like blinds or something.
Imagine how loud your shits would be throughout the whole house if the wall was that thin.
The whole trailer is designed to... like personify just and fall, echo your shit.
Just follow. Just fall apart.
Oh, oh, right on the cheese ball.
But there was an actual cheese ball. What?
Yeah, babe.
Cheese balls everywhere.
Oh, Chuck Taylor. God, I love those things.
Well, you can have a couple. I don't think they're gonna eat them.
Dr. Spock. Is this Leonard Nimoy's book about babies?
Totally. But they took the book, so that way they know what to do.
If it's good enough for Spock, right? It's good enough for this fucking baby.
He's getting redder.
Is that an air? What's
they
that
have
called?
Neighbors. Airstream? What's that?
Those, you know, those like super like aerodynamic silver
airstreams.
Airstream.
Yeah.
Okay. I was wanting to hear the rest of his explanation.
Sorry.
That's all I got. I'm thankful he interrupted me.
His hair.
I recently updated my wardrobe by buying these button-up shirts.
Did you get any like that?
Well, I'm looking at Nicolas Cage's like tropical button-up short-sleeve shirts, and I'm super jealous.
She's not having it.
Well, her baby's gone. She is not.
Well,
happy.
Then she should be having it. He's talking about getting them back.
I lurve. That's what the caption was. L-U-R-V-E.
We gotta figure out what that means.
Lurve.
It's some kind of verb.
What does the catbird see? What does that mean?
I think I read a book in advanced English that involved catbird seat in
really?
The title. Yeah.
When was this?
High school.
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ, you remember?
Lurve.
Humorous pronunciation of love. So technically, it's not wrong.
Let's go look up catbird seat.
I'm doing that right now.
There you go.
Oh my god. Why?
Why not?
Because you just asked. It's a book by James Thurber, The Catbird Seat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that resolves
apparently,
that.
I read that at some point.
You what? Read it already? You have it untapped for books you read?
No, I just looked at it. Okay. I just remember.
2,500 books.
It's a humorous short story. The catbird seat. Yeah.
Is it, like, you just read, like, a book of an author's short stories?
I think it was just in our English book.
This is a very helpful old man.
He's got tons of exposition.
Ooh, balloons.
Oh, I think this is my last one.
Haha.
Oh, now he's got
There's
a gun.
Regular Whoppers. Holy They've shit. Got the name brand.
Well, what about the free Redman belt buckle?
Oh, man.
So he's robbing like a mom and pop convenience store?
That's yep. mom and pop right there. He's coming up with a gun, right?
Bluebird grocery. Oh, they're going to leave the baby up there.
Eight Mississippi.
Yeah. They, so they may have forgotten something up on top of the vehicle there.
What, this phone?
This takes me back to, like, his Jackass. Laptop? You remember when Jackass, they had giant...
Oh, yeah.
They put a fake baby in a car seat, and then he would ride a bike, and then, like, flip it
like
over.
Dave England would have crashed the fucking bike. Yeah.
Just slow down slowly. No,
they're gonna slam on the brakes
naturally,
and luckily the baby was not still on top of the car and flew off. Baby gone.
What do they do to that poor kid?
There's so much yelling going on.
It's not like they even give a shit about the baby.
Right. They just want the money.
The kid's the meal ticket.
You're out of your element,
right?
Donnie.
Yeah, that comes later.
This guy who just robbed a store heading back to the scene of the crime to find a fucking child that they left on top of the car.
He's counting Mississippi's with that guy. He's punching the dash like that's going to help anything. See?
The kid flew off.
800 Mississippi.
He's counting down now. Dip. Is that like chewing tobacco?
Dip.
They're screaming all the way back to the
oh, he's counting, store. Oh, bullshit. And then they're still looking, and they come back.
The old man sees they're coming back to rob him again and heads back down.
And there's the baby right in the middle. Oh, Jesus.
That was lucky. Oh, look
Who
at
puts
the,
a bumper sticker in the front bumper?
The people, you gotta tell people that you're chasing who to vote for.
They find the baby.
So you see it in your rearview mirror?
Yeah, okay. Backwards.
Yeah.
So you have to print it backwards?
Probably.
That's
smart
sad
idea.
Sad mama.
Yep, Ed is.
Oh, I didn't realize at this point she was still working.
Yep.
Still? Yeah, still employed by the police.
Oh, they can't live on HI's salary.
He mostly just
He just lost his job because he didn't offer his wife up for swapping.
He punched his boss in the face for not swapping.
That's right. That's how you spell realize.
Yeah, man.
Is it the British version?
Well, they spell check, C-H-E-Q-U-E.
Yeah, like a Canadian or some shit.
Whoever wrote the captions is not American.
Nope.
American. We can finish that there.
That's xenophobic.
Tyler, you want that Modelo? It's probably getting warm at this point.
That's how it's supposed to be drank.
Supposed to be served.
Well, the thing is, I'm letting it sit closer to my feet so it'll
smell better.
Yeah.
Smell better. Yeah. Won't smell like fucking shit anymore, huh?
Now just shitty feet.
Officer sworn to uphold the
Constitution. Now, honey, you resign before
her bottom row of teeth is like a lot. We don't
deserve a lot. What?
She got a lot of teeth on the bottom row, like twice as much.
Like Andre the Giant? Like that much?
What? Andre the Giant had more teeth than he should have?
I think it's because he was so big, his teeth looked so small, so it seemed like there was more of them.
Yeah, but she's a tiny person. Look, the bottom
I've
row.
Never heard that
the bottom row of her teeth. She got so many teeth.
I don't care.
I am the Bruce Quad.
Yeah.
Holly Hunter is adorable, and I don't care how old she is, I would give it to her.
Maybe they wrecked those velvet paintings.
I'm not a witch, I'm your wife! Him.
I guarantee if you go to any Goodwill in the Tri-County area, you can probably find some.
That's ubiquitous. Doesn't matter where you are. If you go to any Goodwill in the Tri-County area.
Fart. He's like, don't mind if I do.
He's like, I know I'm in the right spot.
Spread. Refinance your spread.
Whatever that means.
Yeah. He can't put that toothpick, but oh, it's a sucker. He could put it in his front teeth.
He's got a nice little gap going.
Like Madonna.
Dave Letterman.
And we already talked about her earlier. I'm bringing it all back.
How about I didn't jack off to her?
It'd be hours before you discover. Alright, the hay seats, it's a stick up! Everybody freeze! Everybody. That guy has a chicken. Is he gonna deposit a chicken?
He does have a chicken in a basket.
And
well, you can't leave a chicken unattended.
Are these people from the Depression?
You can't leave a chicken unattended.
You put it in your car, you crack the window.
Yeah. You put it on some light jazz.
This guy is pretty... It's a solid argument.
Okay, then. Y'all just forget that part about freezing that.
Let us do it when we get down there.
Yeah, y'all hear that, don't you?
Wanna fill this up harder? We gotta... Chet! What on the top of the
They're over there on the ground like you commanded, yeah?
That's not proper protocol during a bank robbery. I mean, you are supposed to listen to what they say. But,
yeah, what's our protocol now?
You hit, you pull the alarm.
What if they specifically command you not to pull the alarm?
They don't know, because you can do it stealthily.
Can you tap it with your foot or hit it with your knee?
No, but there's ways you can do it.
With your dick?
Yeah.
You gotta get hard and then try to poke it with your
tongue. You have to get a fear boner. And then it lifts up underside.
Is it like the chips that they're putting in like employees' hands now? Like they put one in your dick and
I can't talk about that.
Is that why there's only guy tellers?
You get a fear boner and it's like, oh no, we know what's happening.
Found bipedal.
That means if they discover somebody who's got 2 feet.
Right.
They did it.
LaGrange. That's a ZZ Top song.
It's French for the Grange.
Yep, it is. It's also almost Spanish for the Grange.
That's not fact. Sure.
Oh, damn it. They did it again.
And the blue packet explodes on them.
I like how it was on a time release, though.
And they left the baby behind again.
What the hell are you talking about? Are you looking up Stevie Nicks albums for some reason? Mystery Science Theater 3000 characters? You're looking up Mystery Science Theater 3000.
What was the name of the character?
For Gypsy. Some reason, I kept on thinking she was Roxy.
Is that the vacuum cleaner?
Yeah.
Yes, nice. And she pops in every so often.
So you're the Gypsy of the show. Okay.
Of the show.
Jesus Christ.
Because she's not there all the time.
Well, I'm Jonah now. It used to be.
What?
I'm the host.
Yeah, pick this. Jonah? Mike. Mike's my guy.
Well,
Mike
when Hodgson. I'm saying Jonah's the new one.
Or is Joe Hodgson and Mike what?
I can't remember.
My second dude was my guy. I like that guy.
You didn't like Joel as much?
I didn't like Joel as much.
Gotcha.
I was the second guy.
I'd probably go with Joel, but...
Mike was the guy who was actually in the film, right? In the film version of Mystery Science Theater?
Have you watched the new ones?
I've seen part of the first one.
That's exactly what we have seen. Part of the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, here he comes. Through fire and brimstone. What is he? Not who is he?
Randall?
What is he?
The mother of dragons.
Yes. Khaleesi. And he is going to snatch that baby.
No.
This is also one of those
gifts. He grabs that baby. Boom. Got him.
And he is now the masthead of his motorcycle. Jeez.
That's awesome.
Don't fuck with him. He shoots geckos in the middle of the
night.
Look at this bad motherfucker.
And he's turning on a heel.
I thought you said he didn't know how to ride a motorcycle.
Well, that was clearly not Randall Tex Cobb's foot.
Is this some stunt work?
Yes.
He got some badass shotgun work, though. Boom!
Grenade, that'll do it.
Ed and high.
Yep, he and Kablooey.
Holy
You better
shit.
Get out of there.
Because they have the the baby?
No, babe. The baby. No, he takes up the baby.
Oh, he has the baby.
I thought you just saw that. What?
I did, but where'd the baby go?
Just rewind it.
Paranoid. Rewind it. There's a grenade.
No, we don't rewind on this show.
Where'd he put the baby now?
He's still up on the front of the motorcycle.
That would be so hot.
Oh, that would hurt.
Oh, man. Nicolas Cage just grabbed onto his bike and let go.
Well, he just dragged his dick through the dirt.
And there goes the baby that is not his. Anyway.
Oh, I thought his name was Junior.
Holly Hunter's a badass.
Oh, the tie is off.
Good God, I'm so fucking hard right
you
now.
You are hard from hell.
Warthog from hell.
His hands were on fire.
Holly Hunter's so fucking hot here, isn't she? Is she not? So,
you
she,
sound like you yeah. sound like Groucho talking about Victoria Jackson in the UHF episode. And Fran Drescher. He loved both the ladies in UHF.
Are you kidding me? Fran Drescher in the 70s and 80s, she was fucking smoking hot. That dude is not wrong. Holly Hunter right here, she is adorable. I would let her have it 6 ways from Sunday.
That's a different
movie. That's like the rest of the days.
Oh, there goes the bike.
Right, that's every day.
Yeah,
I would fuck Holly Hunter every single day of the week.
Oh shit!
Good catch. If only he had a big ass gun.
Oh, this is where it turns into Kill Bill.
He's got like a chain with a thing on it.
Yeah, like a mace.
He's whipping it around, coming at Nicolas Cage with it.
Oh, he took his board.
It almost looks like a Weird Al with that Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, it was a very 80s look.
Weird Al stuntman.
He just spit his own tooth out at him.
Beating the shit out of Nicolas Cage.
And what is, what's Ed doing? That was a nice roundhouse kick from
it's pretty badass.
Randall Tex Cobb. He's a big man to be getting. That's a Jean-Claude Van Damme kind of move.
Exactly right. And just so we're clear, I am drunk.
At the movies?
Hey, this is a movie I'm watching.
quite. Some might even call it a film.
Well, I know Tyler's feeling all right because he's still got that sangria in his glass.
When are you going to finish
he's
that Modelo?
Nobody's finishing that Modelo.
I know you have the Declaration of Independence.
Nicolas Cage is being bear hugged to death by Randall Tex Cobb.
And he's got a woodpecker just like him. That means they're brothers. He's like, look,
and show twinsies.
Ooh. Randall Tex Cobb's got like a bandolier of grenades across his chest.
Yeah, but that's going to be a bad move here in a second.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage's eyes are swollen shut. He looks like he's about to be a dead man. Oh, but guess what? He pulled a pin.
Yeah.
That's why you don't carry grenades.
He just drooled.
He did. And kabloom.
Exploder.
Which one is it? I gotta get him. Get him off me.
He's stuck to my... This.
Ooh, boy.
And that was the other scene you were talking
yes.
about.
Yes.
Yeah.
His hairy boots exploded.
Oh boy.
That's still got a foot in it.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage exploded him.
And there's the baby shoes. No, he wore those on his belt.
Yeah, baby.
They were his own.
Yeah, he was abandoned as a
child. He was a baby once.
That's what happens.
We all wear.
Don't get philosophical with me.
We all wear baby shoes, don't we, guys?
We all wear baby shoes.
All right, so they're dropping the baby back with a burnt bank paint splattered copy.
What is that Band-Aid even accomplishing? He's not even on.
He was Nelly before Nelly was Nelly.
Nelly?
He was Nelly before Nelly was Nelly.
Oh, shit. They've been found out.
So why has Dad got a gun in the baby's room?
Nathan Sr., yeah, shows up with a six shooter in the baby's room.
It's Arizona. That's what people do. They got a lot of fucking toys for being newborns. Hey, what's up, Dad?
Well, see, Dad's a very materialistic person.
He puts a gun in the crib.
Yeah. And then one of the other four babies grabs it, and that's how he died at age 40.
That's right.
The baby shot him, Brandon Lee style.
They thought it was a blank, but it killed him.
It was not a blank. Yeah.
Leonard Smalls, big fella, rides a Harley.
Yeah, he gone. Said fella for sure. He didn't say feller.
He did.
Dresses like a rock star.
No, it was a kiss.
That's who we saved him from. It's a long story.
So they're lying to save themselves here.
Correct.
Who would do that?
A lot of people.
No questions asked.
Can we talk about the mural behind...
We cannot.
What is going on there?
What is that?
It looks like
strawberry babies.
No, yeah. they have like goatees. Right.
Strawberry babies.
Mouth and then the goatee.
Strawberry babies.
Little soul patch. Little Brent Storson soul patch.
Or if you need home
furnishing. Oh, we're gonna set you up.
Give you line of credit at any of my stores. In fact, that's the way I'd rather handle it. Tax reasons.
We don't want no reward. We didn't bring him back.
Damn it, Ed! I'm trying to get us a couch.
I'm telling you though, look, it's Brent Storson to a T.
A little bit more.
To a goatee. Eyes, mouth.
I guess, lady.
That's something. That's some.
They're grapes.
Little soap patch.
No.
They're grapes.
I don't know.
Have you seen that video where it's like, exactly, hey, kids, I'm going to put you on and I'm going to grape you.
What?
I'm going to grape you?
I'm going to grape you.
No. Whoa. What are you watching?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Are you
about?
On the dark
I'm
web?
Look it up.
Pause the movie.
No, we can't.
I'm going to find it.
We are not graping any kids.
Crept in yon window.
Is Jackson in bed? Do I have to worry about anybody graping him?
Hey,
you're the one talking about... I don't know what's going on. We got people crawling up windows, stealing babies.
So are they admitting to him now that they're the ones who stole him?
He figured it out because they're looking at him fondly. What the hell?
Wait,
what's it from?
Is it ruining the episode?
So they're being completely honest with like, Nathan Sr.
Is he going to be like, he looks go like, ahead and take one of them.
Right.
I can't handle them all.
Just keep fucking.
That's how they got the flash.
Car put with vengeance.
Still got each other. Sir, those are kind words, but I think the wife and I are splitting up.
Well, that's unfortunate. Stealing a baby leads to divorce?
Apparently so.
Well, there's something not to do.
That's for popcorn.
Cross that off the list. No, we don't have it. Why are you smelling popcorn?
I might be having a stroke.
That's weird.
No, that's not good. Yeah, no.
That'll be the last episode of Drunk at the Movies we get to do. If we drive somebody to a stroke.
The next one will be in memory of Tyler. I don't know
about Tyler. When we have you back on, you can only talk out of half of your face. Nobody can understand you. We have to have subtitles on the podcast.
So
it doesn't work well.
Funny.
We would have to like transcribe the whole podcast and people would have to read along with it. I don't think that's going to work.
Divorcing.
That's how what they call it.
Busting up.
So, and also don't steal my kid again.
Right.
Because I know you're here.
See you, you two busting up or what?
Oh, he's having visions again. Did his Band-Aid. He's got two now.
He's Nelly times dose.
Yeah.
There's that hole.
There's the hole that Tex drove his bike into. And they're going to crawl back into it.
Couple.
Like they're just gonna walk in covered in blue, as if nobody would notice that they've been gone.
And then he dreamed on.
To a Christmas morn in the Arizona home, where Nathan Jr. was opening a present
I'm a kind of couple. That's how they got 15 people, because now
they're older.
I saw Glenn a few years later, still having no luck getting the cops to listen to his wild tales.
Is he trying to swing with the cop, you think?
Well, at the cops. So. One Polak joke too many. Yep, that'd do it. Kowalski.
But still, I dreamed on.
Dude, you missed the giant fuck fest. They started fucking each
what?
Other.
What? Damn it.
No, Nathan Jr. is playing for Arizona State now, but that's the wrong colors. And there's also nobody.
This is Arizona.
There's nobody else on there.
Well, yeah, you can't.
On the field.
This is Arizona on the back too. That's so funny.
Arizona for Arizona.
And hoping the Wildcats. Maybe we'd broaden his horizons a little. Well, the 90s is when this came out.
He wasn't
come
with
on,
him.
Tear it in the back.
If he's number
he
one, he's
why,
a
why
kicker,
the teammates
right?
have different colors? But still, I had nothing about me and Ed. Jason, what the shit?
There's a dog in the room.
Oh.
There's an elephant in the room.
Years. No, he's just a dog that likes peeing everywhere.
I'm a human that likes peeing everywhere.
That's children. Weird. Oh, look. My grandchildren, too. The old couple one screwed up. They still have the same couch. All these years later.
Despite that it had been torn apart in that fight they had with John.
Mordecai laid waste to that couch. Welcome home, kids, or like...
Is that Ben Affleck?
Is that an instruction to welcome home kids? Fleeing reality like I know I'm alive. Let's look at their spread. We got celery and peanut butter. peas, biscuits, a Bundt cake.
Classy shit.
And a turkey.
Turkey or something. Yeah, look at that.
Tiny pumpkin pie, a Bundt cake with the green shit, a bowl of fruit, more biscuits, more celery and
look
peanut
at that
butter.
Salt and pepper shaker, though.
They really like bread
two heads
sticks,
the
too.
Table.
They went all out.
Yes.
We're all parents are strong.
Now, Jason, would you still lay waste to Holly Hunter? And
all children. That's a stunt.
In my current predicament, absolutely.
What?
That's a stunt person.
Maximo maybe does not agree. Utah. Oh, maybe it's Utah. There we go. Directed by Joel, produced by Ethan, written by both of them. That's.
This may or may not be the one.
What?
Is it for me?
Are you going to grape our listeners now? Grape what is going on?
Yeah.
So what is this?
I'm going to grape you.
Director of photography, Barry Sonnenfeld.
This might be it. I don't know.
Later went on to direct Men in Black.
Not great.
I don't know if this is it or not. You could use a delicious fruity beverage. Who are you?
Might I suggest Fizzy Pop's Grape Blast? The new what? Soda from Johnson & Hedges. Open your eyes, kids, because I've got a grape for you in the mouth.
Yeah.
This is. I think this is from The Whitest Kids You Know.
I'm going to grape you in the mouth? Good God.
Yep, this is The Whitest Kids
He's
You Know.
He's going to what them in the mouth? He's going to grape them.
Yep, that's...
He's going to grape them.
I have this on DVD, apparently.
Right. Sure. There's more.
No, I'm sorry. All right, well, I'm not sure that I'm comfortable with the catchphrase, I'm going to grape you in the mouth... For our new mascot. Yeah. I mean,
we're just not sure about that one.
That's
yeah,
all.
We might want
that's
to workshop
all.
It.
That's maybe we get that.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, that would be the Whitest Kids You Know. They were a sketch comedy group on IFC, I believe.
And also, like, a lot of the I'm going to grape you on the mouth.
What do you mean a lot of it?
That's what they said, sir.
She's drunk.
Well...
Me too.
All right. Well, I would like to thank you guys for joining us for Drunk at the Movies this week. Tyler.
Thanks,
Jason.
Thanks for letting us grape you in the ears.
Yep. Every week you can expect a good ear graping from us here at Drunken Lullaby Studios. So this is the voice saying you don't have to be drunk to enjoy these movies, but it doesn't hurt. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Dustin.
Love you.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.